Zana, l'émission métal.
مرحبا بكم في الزنزانة. اليوم الانفيتي نتاعنا هو مارك رين. هاو معنا. هاي مارك.
هاي سالو. هاو ار يو؟
فاين فاين. ثانك يو فيري ماتش فور ذا فور ذيس انترفيو. ثانك يو فيري ماتش فور جوين اس ان ذا زنزانة لايف ستريمينج شو. سو ثانك يو. Before we begin this interview, let's remember, record something. Mark Rain, it's Destruction from 2001 to 2010. After it was Morgoth from 2011 to the end of last year, let's say it.
Yeah, that's right.
Last year you begin with Bonsai Kitten, you play drums with Saturn Worship, and you play drums with Monzen, three bands.
You're very Mark. Well informed.
So, Mark, how are you?
I'm fine. I mean, not so fine because obviously, all the musicians that cannot play live in these times, you know, there are no shows. So I concentrate on giving drum lessons a lot in Berlin.
Yeah.
So I have my little drum school and I teach like all kinds of stuff. When I was 12, I had a jazz teacher and he was doing lots of stuff with notes and sight reading. So I have lots of drum books so I can give lessons there. And of course, I rehearse with my bands, with Satan Worship. We are just about to, we just recorded all the new songs for the new album already, like a pre-production. So,
okay.
So we try to get a new label with Satan Worship or some label, a bigger label maybe. because the last one, Teufelssprache, came out on Folter Records. It's a German small label in Berlin, and now we just recorded some new stuff. So we recorded at the studio of the live sound guy of Kadaver, with a K, the German band, and they are more like in this retro 70s sound, like which is now a fashion, without the click track, more feeling wise, and like even as like a tape machine from the old times. But we did it with a computer then. I mean, just to record, it's more easy to do not with the big tapes because the tapes are very expensive. And if you put too much tracks on one tape, sometimes some tracks might disappear because it's being used too often. And it's very expensive to only to produce in a way of like in the 70s, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I did, like writing new songs with Monson, Satan Worship. Bonsai Kitten is more like promotional stuff, not so much but practicing, rehearsing, because the guitar player lives in West Germany and we live in Berlin. So it's always a distance for him to come over. So mostly I rehearse with the other two bands and writing new stuff, giving drum lessons and all that. But yeah, it's hard times for everyone with the corona, COVID-19 stuff, and for all the musicians and promoters and all that. Hopefully, you know, everybody will survive, or the festivals, small festivals will survive, and the touring business and bands in general.
Yeah. On December 17th, I read on Blabbermouth that Morgoth, it's over. Okay, it's over maybe from 2 years and a half now, because you stopped making everything or anything from 2018. But now it's official for this band, Morgoth. It's from 97, the band has lived since now. So what happened?
Yeah, let's say it like that. 97 actually, I think they split up. They had a long break, like 14 or 15 years, and then they came back in the year of 2011, and they just wanted to do a thing like the Cursed Days revisited. So first it was just like, okay, the Rock Hard Festival and all the journalists, they want us to do the Cursed album again. So it was not really a reunion at first, but then it developed because we had lots of good responses and resonance, and for all the festivals we did, Wacken and Rock Hard. So we did more and more and put out the Ungod album and the single beforehand. On the B-side is even a song of mine, and the Dire's Deceiver song, which is not on the ordinary record, but on the Bonus Strike record, which is also, yeah, a problem. And then they had old problems, like with the old singer, and then they exchanged the singer. But then I think they weren't into writing new material. They weren't too much eager to write a new album because, yeah, it's a lot of work to make a good new album. And I was surprised myself, like, oh, no. Because I wanted to go over to the one guitar player's house 1 week after, before he called me, we wanted to join and write on new material. And then 1 week before that, he called me up and, I'm not in the mood to create new stuff. So, yeah, that was a quel dommage. It was a pity. So what can you say?
Yeah, everything has to come to an end one day. Yeah?
Exactly. So there's a stupid German saying, there's always an end, only the German sausage has two.
Yeah, okay.
It's a German saying. I mean, it's stupid.
So, if you mind, we can see some Morgoth on stage. I think the song is Burnt Identity, and we come back after. Okay?
Okay, cool.
All right! Ruzold, are you ready for some death metal screams? I want to hear everybody screaming as loud as they can, all right? Where are your death metal screams? Come on! Come on, you can do louder than that! Come on! Burnt Identity!
To climb, torching by the medical device.
Yeah,
That looked like a Brutal Assault, the Brutal Assault Festival in Czech Republic.
Yeah, and you know, when I hear a band like Morgoth or Alik, I hear band like play that kind of very speed metal, you know, but death metal. I always say, wow, the drummer. Wow! So how can you manage to do all this all the things with all that BPM, high BPM?
Good question. I mean, I think it's like, of course, practicing techniques. Like you play loose, you play out of the wrists, out of the fingers, not so much out of an arm. So you have a good technique with the sticks. And of course, you have to train double bass and the swivel technique or whatever, heel and toe, maybe not, just playing. And of course, you need to have a surge of adrenaline. Like you want to have that adrenaline to play live. And I prefer more to play a little ahead of the beat instead of playing laid back, at least in that kind of music. Yeah, I think it's also what you listened to when you were younger, if you're really a metalhead or not, maybe also. I mean, I had a jazz teacher, but I was always listening to early Creator, Metallica, Destruction, whatever, Megadeth, all that.
Yeah. So to turn the page of Morgoth, What are the best thing that you remember from all the period that you spent with them?
Yeah, I mean, close to the end, we did a nice like South American tour that was really great, like playing in Santiago de Chile, Copiapó. We played Mexico City, Santiago de Chile, and Uruguay, all those kinds of, you know. No, Uruguay we didn't play, but we played. That was really crazy to go to the old, pyramids of in Mexico City. You know, from the old Aztecs and all that, and the people are crazy over there. Even when I was in Destruction, you know, the Latin American and South American and USA and Central American, all of the Americas, people are more really crazy. I mean. But I also enjoyed, of course, playing with Tim Ripper Owens in Tunis with the Carthagods. That was 2014, I guess. Or 15?
Yeah. You played with. And thank you very much for Tarek Bensissi, one of the head of the Carthago that help us to make this interview with you. Merci, yeah. Tarek. Tell me,
Mehdi and all those guys from Carthagods, hello, greetings. Thanks for that. Thanks, Tarek Pensasi and Mehdi, Mehdi, and all that, all those guys.
Yeah.
And the Le Plug, the club, is it still there? Is it still existing?
The Plug, no. It's that a pity, but it closed, yeah.
Very cool venue there. With very, very nice staff and very nice people working there, running the place.
Yeah. I think it closed maybe 2 or 3 years after your venue. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So, too bad. So now you're with three bands. No, you're with Satan Worship, with Bonsai Kitten, and you're with Monzen.
Exactly. But Monzen is more like we don't play so much live. It's more like I can put out like rhythmical all-time signature ideas. It's kind of progressive. And we just did a demo because now we have a new vocalist from the States, who is like a German teacher in Berlin, and he's more into like classic singing, you know, like a power metal, progressive power metal style a little bit in that direction. But actually, yeah, I miss touring, I miss playing shows, so it's pretty lame nowadays. I mean, Bonsai Kitten was touring a lot because we had a good label. We put out this record here. It's on a like this record, and it came out on I think my camera is good for that.
Love and Let Die,
and we just were about to start like lots of weekend shows and all that, like touring for the record, and then the corona wave came up, so it was like, oh no. We just wanted to really play live a lot with that band, and then it went down the drain. But let's see, maybe this year it's gonna get much better, hopefully.
Yeah, you joined the band Bonsai Kitten, but it's a band that I think began a few years before you came in.
Actually, I'm in that band. I'm like 2 years mostly, not more than that.
Yeah,
and we recorded the album like 1 year ago. It came out like 3/4 of a year ago or something. So pretty much, pretty early we worked on new stuff. And this guitar player, he also joined. He was in Viet Venkas before. Then he joined at the same time as me. And he, I knew him because the bass player in that band, he was a former bass player in Mystic Circle, a black metal band I used to play with. So I got to know this guy, and he recommended me to the singer. So I got the job in Bonsai Kitten.
Yeah. And tell me, after playing with Destruction, after playing with Morgoth, you needed to change the genre, the style of the music you play.
Yeah, I also wanted to play. I mean, when I have drum students, I play all kinds of style: funk, Latin, jazz, progressive. And I wanted to do something else. I mean, Satan Worship is like black thrash, is in that direction. It's pretty similar. And Bonsai Kitten is more like blues metal, or it's a mixture of punk and roll and metal and blues, like more like Angus Young, AC/DC kind of guitar playing style, you know, improvisation and lots of
blues. Hard rock.
Yeah, more like that. But that band also came like from the fast psychobilly, like a fast rockabilly style mixed up with punk elements, and also very fast. The psychobilly style was in there before, but now it's more like a blues and metal, and we call it blues metal now.
Yeah. Would you mind if we hear one song of Bonsai Kitten, Limited to Your Love? Yeah, I think it's the latest.
It was a video clip we did in my rehearsal room even. Yeah, it's cool.
Perfect. Yeah, let's go.
Why do I want to fly so high when I know I'm gonna fall? But I won't ask when and I won't ask why. What's left unsaid, says it all. My greatest fear is you could hear the screaming of my heart, that you could know that all I show is made to fall apart. All I really wanna know, tell me, is there a limit to your love? All I really wanna know, tell me, is there a limit to your love? You feel weak and still you stay in, time seems longer. And then your love even extends the length. So you get weaker, I get stronger. I cannot sleep, I'm thinking about you. There's not much I want to know. It's down.
Mark Rain! Mark Rain is our guest in the Zanzana live streaming show. Something interesting in this song, very good song and very catchy, but there's a place in the middle before the solo of the guitarist where there's a place for the drummer, and we hear the and the breaks and the things. It's something very rare.
It is, for at least that kind of music, but everybody was okay with that, and they even liked to put my own style in that kind of music. So yeah, like Tiger Lily Marlene and the guitar player, they were like, hey, you wanna do some stuff in there? And I said, yeah, of course, yeah, give me that break, give me that place, I can put my fill-ins in there. So I was lucky with those guys, and it's a very good vibe to play with them. Very good people.
Yeah. How did you meet them?
As I said, the singer Lily is from Malene, and the guitar player, he was in Via Adventures, which is like AC/DC sounding band or a little Rose Tattoo kind of that style, and he was playing with a former bass player of Mystic Circle I played with in the past. So he recommended me to to Marlene. So I joined the band then. Because we are mostly neighbors, she lives next door to my rehearsal room, which is very comes in very handy.
Yeah. And tell me, how did you live this stopping with Corona? You told me that with this band, you were going to make going on tour, and everything stopped.
Yeah. Yeah, we tried to transfer the shows to the next year. So we were hoping we could play some shows in March, but nobody knows if that's going to happen. So we have another plan for that, to play all that stuff in fall. So which is like almost 1.5 years later than we thought it would be. Oh, at least 1 year later. And yeah, it sucks, of course. But I try to give like more drum lessons, more students, and working on stuff, songs with the projects and bands I have. What can you do?
Yeah.
It's hard. It sucks.
Yeah. It's maybe the only thing that you can say is that all the musicians, all the artists are all over the world in the same state. And in the same state of mind.
Yeah. There's no difference between, hey, I'm bigger and more famous than you. Everybody has to stop.
Yeah. And are you faithful of coming back of the road show when the everything will have this vaccine, how say it, the injection, the Pfizer vaccine,
BioNTech for European.
Oh, BioNTech, yeah.
Yeah. I think, let's hope for the best. I hope so. I mean, there's some mutations now, but they say the vaccine also will work for the mutations,
for the
new COVID-20 or what it is. So let's hope for the best that it works out. I mean, it has a good percentage. Like, if it's true that 95% of those who get it won't get it anymore, sounds great. But yeah, we will see. There are no long.
Are we good?
There's no fucking, they don't know what will happen when you get it, what will happen to you, but I think it's pretty safe. So
that's yeah. Are you going to make the vaccine?
Not right now, but soon.
Yeah. You're not against.
No. No, that would be stupid. Like, some people say, no, I want a vaccine, my kids, for like hay fever or like the pox or whatever. And then they really get, if they fall down, you have a wound and that gets infected for the little kids. It's really dangerous. Like Kinderlähmung, we call it. And you should get vaccine. That's my opinion, at least.
Okay.
I mean, there's no scientific evidence for what will happen if you take it in half a year, like you have with aspirin. You know, aspirin people take for 100 years to take aspirin. Of course, there are no side effects that is really bad. So you have no long-term effects protocol about that. So. But they say it's pretty harmless, and lots of people got it already, and it looks it's all right.
Yeah, wait and see. And I think, as you said, being against, I think it's foolish. So it's the only way to get out of this pandemic situation and all this stopping.
The pandemic situation. Yeah, we should get out of it. It's going on my nerves soon.
Yeah.
It's going on all our nerves.
Did this inspire you in the music, the stopping of everything, did it inspire you musically on lyrics or in the writing songs?
Not really. I mean, sometimes I write lyrics for certain songs, but not about that topic yet. But yeah. I know that the vocalists in my bands are working on topics like that. So I think it's an inspiration for lots of lyrics, of course. And some people already did it, and yeah. I will try to put it in as well when I write my next lyrics.
Yeah. So you told me that with Saturn Worship you nearly record everything for the next album.
Exactly. We recorded, I think, already 9 songs. We already recorded 9 songs. Because, you know, this is the latest record is this, the Teufelssprache.
Yeah.
It's like a German name. Shit, it's like...
Yes.
Yeah, it's an old camera. And it's mirror-wise. Didn't think about it. On Skype, I put it the other way around. So it's not mirror-wise. But here, on this server, I didn't know how to do it. But yeah,
it's all right.
It's like called Teufelssprache, like the devil's tongue or the devil's language. And we are working, we wrote almost all the songs for the next one. And we recorded like 9 to 10 songs already. So we did this. So at least I had something to do during that pandemic, corona times and lockdowns and no bars open, no clubs. The streets are empty like a ghost town. Berlin is also like a ghost town in the night. And before it was like a party town, open all night, you know. People would walk all the time on the pavements and streets. And now it's like, gray and dark and empty. Everybody in their apartments. Hanging around.
Yeah. And you technically on the jumps, did you experiment in this lockdown? Did you experiment some new techniques, some new way of playing?
I try to rehearse now with a double bass, like doubled, like right, left with the feet, heel and toe. And the swivel technique I developed pretty well. And of course, jazzy stuff, inspired by Drumeo videos, and Gary Chester's independence practices from the 80s, and all kinds of stuff. I mean, there's always something to do. I also wrote some riffs for the rock band, for Bonzai Kitten. I wrote some guitar stuff on for the next. Also, we're working for the next record already on songs.
Yeah.
Like we have 2 or 3, 3 or 4 songs already. I mean, not as many as with Satan Worship, but it's different material. And we don't live all in one city, so we have distances. And we like to work in a rehearsal room like old school, not like sending files, you know, through the internet. So it takes a little longer, but... Yeah, I wrote some riffs for Bonzai Kitten, and hopefully we are gonna record the new album with them as well in this year, maybe next year. But I think, it must be this year as well.
And did you, in normal time as a musician, you're on tour and every day it's the same thing, don't have time to listen to music or to listen to new bands or to listen to a new artist. Did you spend some of your time in the lockdown hearing things, hearing some new bands or old bands or bands that you wanted to listen to and didn't have the time to.
Yeah, of course. Now I try to study the new Tool album. Because with the Tool, you have to listen to it for a while, you know? So, and also, I mean, what else is there? Like Porcupine Trees, Stephen Wilson, I like to study like the progressive rock genre a little bit more. Like the Opeth, the latest Opeth, which is in Swedish and in English. And all that kind of stuff, which I didn't have the time before. But mostly I like to work on my own stuff. But yeah, of course, now you have more time than being on tour all the time to really listen and focus on technical or progressive stuff. I mean, I always listen to the radio, of course, like easygoing stuff, like the old hits from the 70s and 80s. But sometimes you have to listen to the stuff that is coming out now just to support the artist and the metal scene guys also as well.
And just a curiosity, do you look at the on YouTube at the videos of other drummers, you know? I think
of course,
Mike Portnoy, like people like this.
Sure, yeah. Like I said, the Drumeo channel has also like Steve Getz or like the guy from Journey, Steve Smith's drum solos, and sometimes also cool guys like Teacher Guys that show you new techniques, or they show what did John Bonham do in that solo like in 73. So they're slowing down the old videos with a new technique, and then they analyze all the stuff that he actually did. And then I was like, oh, he was playing a paradiddle in there. I never heard it. And, you know, so it's analysis of all the old artists as well. It's all being so interesting to watch those channels where they analyze all that. Then you think, that's how they played it. Didn't think about that. Sometimes you just cannot hear it on the old recordings, you know.
If you don't
see him play, which rudiments is he playing, or which accents, like the second paradiddle over the toms, it's hard to notice because you think he plays the right, left, he plays single stroke, but he doesn't. So, of course, I study all that too. It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, and after you try it, and you double the BPM, you double the beats, and you try to do it, but two times speeder.
Yeah, but also I try to do it just like John Bonham did it, you know, in the old feel, to get the old 70s feel back, or the 80s thrash metal feel, or whatever. Like when I joined Morgoth, I just tried to do, because it wasn't played with a click track. So when they change into a new timing, I listened to it on an MP3 player, and sitting on the drum set, I just copied the timing changes the old drummer did, and the guys felt very comfortable with that. It's like a feeling thing. You cannot really practice. You can practice speed on a metronome faster and faster. I have 200 beats, 240 beats per minute, and I do the 16th notes. But you also can, I think it's more hard to create the same feeling that was on that record. I mean, it's a different thing. It's more like, it's not like a metronome would do it, but it's like a human being would do it. And you try to copy that human being's style. It's a different thing. Instead
of on that metronome. Yeah. Would you like to hear some Saturn Worship?
Sure, why not?
So I had the song La Cathedrale. It's a song about Colombia.
Okay. Yeah. But it's like in the series, Narcos.
It's a Narcos.
Escobar. Yeah.
Pablo Escobar. Let's go. Mark Reigns.
Yeah, my Spanish ain't so good, but most of the time it was in English. But yeah, with that with that band, we also have the Mass Murder video where you can see us actually play. It's like cut together from the practice room. So we have another video with that band as well. pretty cool.
Yeah.
I call it that feeling wise also. No click, no metronome. Just they followed my timing, my inner timing. So it's more like a raw, dirty, like 80s kind of vibe of music.
Tell me, when you go to the you're going to go on tour, does a drummer needs to be fit, like I don't know, like a football player or like an athletic? Do you make a rehearsal? Do you make a fitness before or?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, like I play a lot. I play a lot. I have lots of bands. I always rehearse, of course, double bass. And sometimes I even go, you know, like long walks or jogging, you know, jogging. And I lift a little. I have some weights at home, some bell bars. And I do that a little bit. Sit-ups and, yeah, bicycling a lot too. So that helps if you don't move so much. Or too much, then yeah, it's not good. Of course, you have to rehearse your body, exercise your body a little bit before a real tour. But in these cases, lately, I just did like weekend shows, like playing over the weekends and coming back. But also, that's exhausting too, because you got to drive there on Friday and get back to Berlin on Sunday. Whereas in the nightliners, like the big buses, you could sleep anytime you want. You have those bunks in there, which is a luxury in that. But then you have to play for 6 weeks or 5 weeks, like I did for 10 years with Destruction. We had lots of shows, like around 80 to 120 shows a year. So that went on for 10 years. Then it's like, but then you feel also like a robot. You play it perfect, but it's like, it's repetitive, very repetitive. It's not about improvisation. Yeah. You play the same thing over and over. And like Frank Zappa said, why should I play the same notes every night? Are they crazy? So Frank Zappa was more into improvisation, like the jazz dudes are, jazz guys are. And yeah, with some bands, you can find the middle between that. You can improvise a little, but also stick to the structure of the songs. You can do both, which is more interesting for me than just playing the same stuff over and over.
Yeah, but the risk is when the drummer changed something, the other look at him and say, hey, what is he doing?
Exactly. That was a little bit over the top, my dear. What? I thought I'd play in Russia with Frank Zappa. No.
So a guitarist can change, a drummer, a singer can change, but when the drummer changed the structure of a song or changed the way of playing it, it's...
No, never the structure, just playing some other stuff over it. Or like, for example, you play, but this time you play, but it's the same, in the same context, the same time. Like 2 bars or 4 bars or whatever.
Yeah. So now, what are your expectations now? Because everyone is waiting. You have scheduled something in March, and now it's postponed.
But maybe some March dates are taking place, because maybe it's small places where you can sit, where people sit not too close to each other, or they wear a mask.
Or
they have to be seated. We played shows like that too, like a festival where they're like tables, like beer tables, and only 6 people or like one. Like people from one house that knew each other, you know, one household on one table or whatever, and then you have 400 tables. Can happen too. If you compromise, if you do shows like with a mask on or with like a distance between the people. We will see. Hopefully some March shows take place. If not, then hopefully in summer or fall. I have two drum sets in my rehearsal room, so I give more drum lessons, have more students, and work on stuff there. There's a distance because the next drum set is like 3 meters away. So it's okay wearing a mask while drumming or whatever. So it's possible at least. I mean,
yeah, but you,
I don't have like 10 students in one room, just two people. So you can do it.
I think that's there's the Slave Nation is going to make some experiments. There's one experiment that I don't know if you you read about it in Barcelona. I think 1 or 2 weeks ago, with a concert with 1,000 people, and rapid test. Everyone had the rapid test before going inside the show.
The PCR
and there was a show, a PCR test, and after the show, no one were got sick. So, and I think Live Nation is going to make in France an experiment in Marseille and in Paris. I think. Do you see this all this stuff, all these experiments? Do you read about it? Is it some kind of a hope, a light before the dark, after the dark?
Yeah, I hope so. And the vaccine and those tests hopefully will make it happen that in summertime we can go to some festivals like that. And if I have to fly to Barcelona, you know, if the Germans are too strict for that, then we have to fly over to some other places. But I mean, in the outside, and if you wear a mask, why not? Why shouldn't it be happening? I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say. Hopefully, if they have those tests. But I don't think it will happen like for like thousands of people, maybe 1,000, 2,000. But I think it's more hard to control festivals of like Wacken, 60,000, 80,000 people. Then, let's see. Maybe Wacken will happen because it's in August. It's late summer, but we will see. Nobody knows.
Yeah, but they have to take the decisions now because August it's tomorrow for a promoter.
I know. All this it's like a. All this organization, you know, like it's like it goes on years before already, like
so
it's 2 years before that, and it's hard for them.
Yeah. I hope the everything is going to come back as it was. Do you think there's a before and after Corona? In the show business,
maybe the music will change, and maybe it will have an impact on the songwriting and structural wise. Maybe some venues will disappear and some festivals, but hopefully not. I cannot really say. It's hard to say.
Yeah, and in the in the relationship between artists and record companies, do you think there's something that's going to change, and the relationship between artists and promoters, and the fact that the tickets nowadays are so expensive?
Oh yeah, you mean the tickets for the festivals? For the labels to sell stuff, it's maybe even good if nobody plays live. But but mostly you also sell records live. I mean CDs or whatever. But now you have also downloads, Spotify, and all the other stuff. It's hard to say if that will change. The biggest change was when the internet was invented, and then people downloaded stuff. That was the biggest change for labels and artists. I don't know if Corona has an impact on that. it's hard to say.
Yeah, I meant in the relationship between artists and labels.
Ah, I mean they hate each other always. I mean there are some exceptions, of course, but yeah. Sometimes it's good to make your own label.
Yeah,
I think don't the Kata gods, don't they put out their own label?
Yeah.
Like Frank Zappa did or Jimi Hendrix. Why not?
Yeah, like the Beatles.
Yeah. That was
good. Yeah. Yeah, so thank you very much, Mark.
You're welcome.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for your expertise and your knowledge about all my little bands. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And for the advertisement. And yeah, say hello to the guys of the Kata Gods. And hopefully gonna play that over there again.
Yeah, I hope so.
Maybe some venue similar, as great as Le Plug or whatever. We will see.
Yeah.
Hopefully see you, Karim, also on tour.
Yeah, I hope so.
Europe or North Africa, Tunis, wherever.
And you are in the world. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. See you around. Goodbye.
See you.
Au revoir.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Zanzana, l'émission métal.